You know, I should really be annoyed. I should. I should be miffed. Miffed, really? I can be so English sometimes. No, I'm a trying to kid. I am always this English. I am a cliche. A tea drinking, biscuit dunking cliche. A cliche who should be annoyed with you. But I'm not. When you invited me over tonight, I was thinking cheesy movies, junk food, pizza, pizza with pineapple. And then we would have had an argument, and then I would have won, and then you would be picking off pineapple and moaning. And then there would have been leftover Halloween candy, hot chocolate. You know, the hot chocolate that I only make for you. Because you pout. And I sigh, and then I just do what I was going to do anyway and make it. Make it the way you like it. With whipped cream and marshmallows and hazelnuts. And maybe even chocolate sauce if you let me pick the first movie. And it would have been nice. No, it would have been wonderful. I love spending time with you. And with work, I know we haven't really had that much time lately, so I was really looking forward to tonight. But instead, I get this. I get you passed out, snoring, and maybe drooling a little. And it's not cute. It's really, really not cute. And who am I trying to kid? It's adorable. You are just damn adorable. It's awful. It's terrible. Because I'm just looking at you. And I'm smiling. I'm smiling this stupid, soppy smile, which I can't deny. So now I'm talking to myself while you sleep. I am so fucked. I don't know when it happened, I don't. And I have tried to figure it out. I've tried to pick it apart. I've tried to find the moment in time when it all changed. But I can't do the math. I can't divide our friendship into not being in love with you and being in love with you. And I think that's the first time I said it out loud. Wow. It's kind of exhilarating and absolutely terrifying. I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you. No, it's still terrifying. The more I say it, the worse it gets. But I don't know when it changed. We've been friends forever. You've always been my favorite person. The one that can make me smile. The one who gets all of my really bad jokes. But recently, it's been more. It started with butterflies. Really stupid, inconvenient butterflies. I thought I was sick. I thought it was something I ate. Maybe too much sugar, too much caffeine, so I started cutting stuff out. And I just became grumpy. Then you were still sweet to me. Tempting me with chocolate and tea. And I felt the butterflies. But I denied it. I denied it, but I knew what it was. So I threw myself into dating people. Dating people who were not you. And they really weren't you. Every date was a series of endless comparisons. Completely unfair, but completely unintentional. I just couldn't click with anyone. There was one date. One date that I felt some chemistry on. Then I realized that they were you. But they weren't you. They were a really pale imitation, but it was enough that I could pretend, and I thought about asking them out again. But then you called me up afterwards to ask me about the date. And I knew that I couldn't. So I thought I could just bury it, distract myself. So I started working harder, doing crazy hours, avoiding you but not letting you know that I was avoiding you. And you were worried and you didn't know what was going on, and you were so sweet and clueless. You thought you'd done something to upset me, and I think my heart broke a bit, cracked a little, because I hate that I made you feel like that. I thought I was handling the crush, that it was my big secret that you had no idea. And to be fair, you didn't, but I wasn't handling it. I was avoiding it, subliminating it. I was I don't know. I wasn't handling it well. I've never been in love before. I thought I was in love. Maybe I was in love. I mean, there are different types of love. See, this is what I do. I overanalyze everything. But I haven't felt like this before. Maybe it's because we were friends. Were friends. Wow. See, that's what I'm scared of. Feeling like this changes things. I mean, look at the way I'm acting. I'm twitchy and ridiculous. I'm trying to hold back on everything. I'm analyzing everything over and over. Second guessing myself. Making you worry that you've offended me. That there's something wrong. When you've done nothing wrong. You've just been you. And you're wonderful. You are wonderful, you know. Not perfect, because perfect is scary, intimidating. You're you. You're flawed and you make mistakes. But you have the biggest heart I've ever. You feel so deeply. You're so warm and genuine. You're generous and you're sweet. and you're smart. You are like stupid smart. Stupid smart. What the hell? You are. You. And you have this way of just being open. People feel comfortable around you because you're just, you're lovely. And you're cute and you're adorable. I mean, you're snoring and I think you're adorable. You are snoring. No, you are. You're. Please tell me you talk in your sleep. You don't. You're awake. You're awake. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, fuck, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. Fuckity, fuck, fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm not panicking. I am absolutely not panicking. Fuck. Oh, fuck. No. You just stay over there. I'm absolutely fine. I'm just fucked. I'm just absolutely... How long? When did you wake up? 10 minutes ago. Are you fucking kidding me? Wow. Why didn't you let me know that, you were awake? You wanted to hear what I was... That's just... You know all that stuff I said about you being, like, lovely and shit? That was utter bollocks. That was complete and utter bollocks. You are a total shit. You are a cockwomble. You are a fraggle. A muppet. You... Oh, fuck. No, I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine. I mean, why wouldn't you think I'm fine? I mean, just because I look like I'm panicking. Oh, I'm fine. I'm just so not fine. Why? Really? Why? Well, fuck. Oh, let me see. You heard me. I said, yes, that. I said that I love you. Oh, fucking hell. And now I I am scared. Honestly, I'm terrified. Why? Don't be cruel. You might not think you are being cruel, but this is... I can't do this. I... No, don't. Just stay there. Let me say something now. I know that you're listening. I can't. I can't do this. I don't want to do this because there is no way that this goes well. There's no way that this doesn't end badly for me. And it won't be. You'll be sweet and you'll be kind and that will just stick the knife in. Because I'm in love with you. I am completely and utterly, stupidly in love with you. And the only way I was keeping it together was you not knowing. And now you do. You know. You heard me say it. There's no going back. I can't pretend I can't keep it. I can't hide it. Because that was the only thing that was, you know. And good or bad, I can't hide it anymore. Believe me, I wish I could. I wish I could just erase the last 20 minutes. Maybe not. Because seeing you sleep was so adorable. You've been working so hard recently. You haven't been sleeping enough and fucking hell. See? It's showing through. No. That's not a good thing. It's not. Why are you so close? You can be a ninja sometimes. You can be sneaky. Now's not the time. You being this close here, it actually hurts. Kiss it. You're being, please don't. I know it's a pretty kiss, but I don't care. Kiss goodbye. Wow, that was rude. I don't understand. Fuck off. No, shit. I didn't mean to say that. It's just, I wasn't expecting you to say that you I wasn't expecting you to say you love me. And, are you? I can't believe this. Are you sure? Believe me, I want nothing more than you to love me, but I don't want this to be some stupid, nice, wow, I'm an idiot. Yeah, you love me. Yeah, you absolutely. Is this our first kiss? Second kiss? Third? No, it's not a third. Has it a third kiss? I kissed you when I was drunk on my birthday. I thought I dreamt that. Ooh. I'm not blushing. I'm not. Sort of. Just. So. Are we still friends? We're not. Oh, you're such a fucker. We're more than friends. Oh, you're enjoying this far too much. Wait. Those snores weren't snores, were they? You were laughing at me. Wow, no. You know what? I'm not making you any hot chocolate. Nope. No, I am not making you any hot chocolate. You do not deserve hot chocolate. Well, maybe you could convince me. I mean, I'm not going to tell you how. Kisses, yep, that's right. See, I told you you were smart. Is it really this easy? I mean, we just say it, we kiss, and we're smiling. Is it really? Sometimes it is just right. Now, come on, convince me about that hot chocolate. You can do better than that. Fuck, you are such a good kisser. I love you. Wow, it's not actually so terrifying now. It's just Just kiss me. Just kiss me before I start talking. Shut up. Shut up and kiss me.